Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You looked at the defense on Thursday night. You saw what they did on Thursday night. You were there on Thursday night. How much of it was them versus how much of it was Joe Flacco quitting midway through the game?
It's funny. My wife even noticed on TV. She said, he doesn't even look like, he looks like he's ready just to go home. And that was like third quarter, she texted me. So, I think it's a little bit more of Denver, and I'm not quite sold on the Chiefs defense yet. And I say that because it was such a drastic difference. I mean, it was a 180-degree change from what we had seen up until that point that I don't know yet if it's going to be, you know, somewhere in the middle. I mean, somewhere in the middle is exactly what we've been dreaming of since January. So I'll take it for now, but I'm going to lean a little bit more on the fact that it was Joe Flacco and the Denver Broncos more so than this Chiefs defense until I see it maybe two or three more times.
Well, Dan, and I think also, too, when you look at what they were able to do, maybe for us you can say maybe it was Joe Flacco, but how much confidence does a team gain when they have a performance like that?
Well, you have to have those kind of performances every once in a while, and especially if you are a defense that has been miserable up until that point and lost two home games in a row against two teams that could possibly be in the playoffs, at least one of them will be. And so, to me, it was necessary to have that kind of performance. You just need to have some kind of production, some kind of goodness, I guess you can say, show itself on the field. I mean, no matter how much you believe in Spags, no matter how much you believe in the free agents that were signed, no matter how much you believe in each other in that locker room, hey, everybody's against us, we're all just for each other, let's go out there and do it for our brothers, all those things you hear in the locker room, it has to be shown on the field at some point. Otherwise, it's just words. And so, whether you're playing the Cincinnati Bengals or the Miami Dolphins or whomever, you have to have some sort of production, positive production on the field, show itself in that fashion. Now, should we be expecting 9 sacks and only 6 points given up in a game going forward? No. But if we can get 4 or 5 sacks and a couple more turnovers, I'll take that any day of the week.
No doubt. Yeah, you will absolutely take that. Talking with Dane and Hughes, brought to you by Mazarese Jewelry. Jewelry that's dazzled Kansas City for over 40 years. And now we've got ourselves a backup quarterback, Dane. And from a wide receiver perspective, what's it like playing with a backup quarterback who really hasn't done anything all year?
You know what? It's not as drastic an issue with the players on the field. I mean, yes, for us as fans and outside, oh my gosh, the sky's falling when Patrick Mahomes went down and the season is gone and they were, you know, people folding up his jersey and putting it in coffins or whatever. I mean, it's not that drastic. I mean, Matt Moore has been around the league and you know what? We've had a quarterback here similar to Matt Moore and his name was Alex Smith. And I say that because the offense is going to be geared towards, and these are the two drastic words that a lot of football people don't ever want to hear, game manager. He's going to be a game manager on the field, take calculated shots down the field, but they're going to lean more on the run game. You saw when he came in, the short passing game is going to be more effective, and then they're going to take occasional shots downfield. So we're not expecting him. No one in that locker room, especially the wide receivers, are expecting him to come in and be Patrick Mahomes 2.0. They know what they have in them. It's going to be a little bit different offense production-wise, but they're expecting him to go out there and game manage and not turn the ball over. And I think that's what you expect pretty much across the league. Outside of Jacoby Brissett and Teddy Bridgewater, that's pretty much what you've expected from all of the backup quarterbacks that are playing in the NFL right now.
And Andy's so good at scheming and drawing up game plans, I got to imagine he's going to tweak things perfectly to fit his skill set.
Absolutely. I mean, you see some of the things that Patrick Mahomes does, the pump fakes on the jet sweeps and the throw down field, the pump fakes on one side and then the screen on the backside. You're just not going to see some of those nuances that have been a part of this offense for the past year and a half. What you're going to see is something similar to what we saw with Alex Smith. And you're right. Andy Reid has had Donovan McNabb, and he's had multiple other quarterbacks that were pretty much game managers around that. So he's used to having both the superstar, gunslinger, and the game manager, and he's won. His history has shown that he's won with both. So I don't expect it. It may not be as glitz and glamour like we've seen up until this point, but it's going to be winning football.
Dane and Hughes with us here on 610 Sports Radio, brought to you by Mazarese Jewelry. Jewelry that's dazzled Kansas City for over 40 years. And Dane, what is your expectation in these three games coming up without Patrick Mahomes? I look at it and say, if they lose these games to the Vikings and the Packers, so what? It really doesn't change anything from a playoff standpoint. They're still going to be in. They still have a really good shot to get a bye and a home game in the postseason. What is your expectation for these next three games?
Well, for the next three games, you know what? It was going to be a tough uphill battle to play against Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers, whether he's coming out field or not. And, you know, I don't think many people would be surprised if we would have lost that game even with Patrick Mahomes. The Vikings, that's kind of a 50-50 game because they can. We've seen them be really good in these last few weeks, and we've seen them be really bad. And Kirk Cousins is a guy that's not very mobile, kind of reminds me of a better version of Joe Flacco and can be that type of player. So if we can play against him like we played against Flacco, we'd win that game. To me, the timetable on Patrick Mahomes coming back is going to be how we fare in the next 2 to 3 games. That's going to dictate things. But going to your postseason comment about getting a home game, yes, we'd love to have home games here. We had them last year. It was a great experience. But a healthy Patrick Mahomes, a healthy Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, hopefully, and a relatively healthy defense, I'm not scared to go anywhere with those guys. So, yeah, it would be nice to experience it, kind of like the Royals in 2014 and the wild card game and so on, seeing the height of excitement around the city. But if they got to go to New England or if they have to go to Indianapolis, I have no question that if we're healthy, we can beat anybody in the NFL. So I'm not caught up in that at this point yet. I'm thinking more so when Patrick Mahomes is going to get back on the field. And I'd say that it'll probably be, well, 4 weeks. But if we go 0-2, it might be escalated a little quicker.
Perfect person to ask, Dane and Hughes. So if Matt Moore leads them throughout the remainder of the season and it gets to the playoff game, are you going back to Patrick Mahomes? Sorry, did I just open up a wound?
Yeah, you did.
All right.
It's too early in the morning for that one, but I'm definitely going back to Patrick Mahomes. The difference is we have an MVP. We don't have Elvis Gerback and Rich Gannon saga. So, yes, I'm going back to Patrick.
Sorry, I had to needle you in the ribs.
It was just mean because you didn't side with the gravy comments. You could take an unnecessary shot.
That's right. That's right.
It's an unnecessary shot.
Circling back around to gravy.
You need to mature.
Danan, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys.
Danan Hughes brought to you by Mazarese Jewelry. Jewelry that's dazzled Kansas City for over 40 years.
You can catch Danan, Joe Mays, Players Only show coming up on a Thursday at 6 right here on 610 Sports Radio each and every week. And Danan joins us weekly as well to talk Chiefs.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.